There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Here we go. Yeah, we're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy show lined up over the next 3 hours and 90 minutes. Seth Greenberg will join the show from ESPN. We'll talk some NBA draft and how the odds for the number one pick overall have significantly moved over the past couple of days, and Sean McDonough on the call for the NHL and the Stanley Cup Final coming up in 2.5 hours, Paul, and that's where we shall begin on today's program. At least we have a more intriguing Stanley Cup Final now after what Tampa Bay did last night, and that's kind of, I think, how they're going to have to play, because beating Colorado in a 2-1 game is going to be a pipe dream. I think moving forward, they have to put, you know, pucks on the net. Going back and looking so far in the first 3 games, they had 23 shots on goal in that overtime game one loss, 16 in game two when they were embarrassed, and they came out and they had 32 last night. You got to do it.
Well, I think Greg Wyshynski nailed it, though, yesterday on the show, that the last change is so important, and they kept Stamkos and Kucherov away from McKinnon. Remember, in game two, that tandem couldn't get a shot on goal in 9 minutes of ice time. So you also have a goaltending issue now, because there was nothing on Kemper in game two, and he couldn't stop a beach ball last night. So maybe you want to go with Pavel in game four. Factor in, the guy only gave up one goal when he came in, and he hasn't lost in the playoffs. He's 6-0. That's food for thought with what Colorado could do. The other thing is they may have lost Kucherov too, and we'll see if he comes back for game four. But they played like a desperate team with the season on the line and a game they had to have, and they're 8-1 at home.
Yep.
But a horrible job by Kemper again. He was lost out there.
Yeah, some of those goals he allowed right away in that game were just completely uncalled for and unacceptable. Now, the total in game four, it's still six, But now it's going to be a pick 'em or minus money. Last night, you could grab plus money with the over. And that's, you know, out of that desperation. And I like that to go over in the first period last night because Tampa and their backs were against the wall. They are now at home on the postseason, 8-1 overall. And they have outscored their opponents 35-18 with a save percentage of 0.947 for Vasilevsky.
Yep. They will not win the series if they continue to take penalties and they can't contain the Colorado power play. Colorado, again, had two power play goals. And that's been a problem in the series, too. So Colorado's so potent, and you saw what the Rangers did to them in the Eastern Conference Finals. They got to stay out of the box. That was only the second time in 17 games Colorado didn't score 5-on-5. That was interesting. But they keep betting this game, these series under, these games under, and they're going over. So 3-0 to the over. Goal in the first 10 is 3-0. First period over is 3-0, and BTTS got there, plus 170. But that was, you fall behind 1-0 twice. They score, and then they overturn, and then they come back and score again.
Yeah, right.
But that was a great atmosphere, too. And outside, inside, they were all over it. But I still think that the schedule is going to come back to bite them. I still think 67 playoff games since 2020 is going to come back to get them now with travel and the games every other day the rest of the series.
Well, I'll tell you what our buddy Chad Andrus, who lives in Denver, has been on the show many, many times, has been tweeting out now the last couple of days. His point is that it's going to have the reverse effect, that if you give Colorado a day off, an extra day off in between games with no travel, with fresh legs, nobody can touch this team. But when it comes to travel every other day with a game, he said that's why Tampa Bay is going to be live. And it comes down to this overall experience against that team speed. And we did have some VSIN follow the money Army members last night at the game, and they're just like, this is nuts. Watching Colorado up in person, up close in person on that ice, they're so fast, it's unbelievable. But if they can negate it at home like they did last night, and now you're going to have these quick turnarounds every other day, maybe that can actually catch up to Colorado.
Yep. And you had the Vasilevsky angle. The guy can steal a game. I mean, he's done it several times in his career. He's done it several times in this playoffs, and that's the one factor, too, because I don't know where you're at with Kemper now. I mean, just how bad he was. I would make a change. I'd put Francois in there in game 4. I see what Sean McDonough says coming up, and he was excellent on the game, as always, yesterday. But it's intriguing tomorrow now. Very intriguing, because if Tampa loses, it's over. They're not going to beat them 3 in a row. So, they haven't done anything yet. They just saved their season for the time being. But it was impressive, and sure, We'll see how Colorado bounces back. But the key thing here moving forward also is all these injuries. Is Kucherov out? Is Burkovsky coming back? Is Kadri coming back? If, when, what, when? Who knows what's going to happen with these guys? And that's the thing about hockey I can't stand. They just say upper or lower body injury. Check in with me in 2 days.
Yeah, you never have any idea. So they're around plus 235 or plus 240 to win the cup final now. I don't think I can get there with that. It's because Colorado is so good. But I'm not going to be surprised if they come out and win game 4 at home and we go back to Denver when it's tied at 2 apiece. That will not surprise me. I thought the goal in the first 10 last night was too short. It was .135. Again, because of the desperation, they had to have the game, and you figure that they were to come out and have 16 shots on goal in one of these games against Colorado, you have no chance to beat them.
A lot of people reached out, and they liked the alt under total on Colorado. And I think it was 3.5 minus 220. I thought that was I was trying to track down Jeff Davis and get a number. I mean, I was shocked books didn't offer that. I mean, they should treat this like the Super Bowl. This is the only thing going on other than baseball. I mean, you should have all those team alt unders. Bet Rivers had 3 under 120 in regulation, I think it was. But, I mean, you would think, okay, are they going to do that again against Vasilevsky after they got embarrassed and gave up 7? How about under 4.5? How about under 3.5? Team total and under 2.5 cash and plus money last night. Mm-hmm.
At least we have some drama now here, right? Because if we had another, not 7-0, but if it was like 5-2 Colorado last night, it's like, oh, Jesus.
Well, I have a problem with that. I'm all for history. I mean, this team was 14-2 starting the playoffs.
Oh, that's very rare, yeah.
You were looking at a 6, if they would have won last night, 16-2 to run through the playoffs and 9-0 on the road was in play.
I just don't want all of the playoffs to be over with here at this point of the season. It'd be nice if we could drag this out a little bit longer. So, in Major League Baseball last night, ho-hum, Yankees, another win. Gerrit Cole with a no-hitter deep into that game against the Rays, and he was better than Shane McClanahan. Got hairy there for a minute because when they brought Cole out, and they brought Holmes in early at that point.
Like that.
I did not care for that move either.
I hated that move.
They
finally
gave up
a run.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. And then the Yankees get a couple of back in the top of the ninth.
Yep.
So they did it again. The Mets did it again. I went and looked. I was wondering about like two-team parlays in the New Jersey, New York area with legal sports betting now, how popular they probably have been this year. The Mets and Yankees so far have won 9 times on the same day in June. So you'd be about 50-50 betting two-team parlays with the Mets and the Yankees. But again, Cole with 12 strikeouts, and when he's on, he's, you know, he's had a couple of off nights so far to begin the season, but he's had a couple of other brilliant performances. Last night was one of them.
I got several things to throw at you. Number one, are we sure the Rays are going to make the playoffs? The Red Sox have a better record now. They're scuffling. Number two, the Yankees are 16-2 in June. It's also fewest games to reach 50 wins in the divisional era, going back to 69. The 0-1 Mariners, this team, and the 98 Yankees. How about that? They're 50-17. Now we're in 98 Yankee territory. How impressive that is. And a 12-game lead in the division. I mean, it just it's, okay, Rizzo hits a home run, another key hit. They rally in the ninth after they blow it in the eighth. The starting pitching has got a sub-3 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
They're on pace. That'd be if they could do that, it'd be the first time that's happened since 1981, if they can pull that off with this team ERA. And the pitching's carried them all year. The other thing, I would jump in now, because you only have to tie up your money for about 3 months. The Mets are 230 to win the division at Bet Rivers. Now I think that's definitely playable. And it's a good bet because they have a 5.5 game lead. They're 21 games over 500. They're playing good ball, and they don't have Scherzer and DeGrom. Scherzer's coming back, and they should get DeGrom back too. And don't forget that easy stretch that the Braves just finished with. The Mets see that in September.
Right. Wait, so you don't like our Braves bets that we made last week?
Oh, like up like 450, yeah, plus 450. I mean, I had to jump in there, right? But I just think the Mets are too good because all these guys are coming back now.
And this is the nutty thing, right? When you look at the overall wins on the season, I think the Dodgers finally have 40. Yankees are at 50. The Mets are number two at 45. So I have that bet on the Yankees to lead the league in wins at plus 180, which, by the way, turned into like minus 150 last week before it came off the board. And the Mets are the one team lingering behind them. Like, I can't even get any room between the Yankees and the Mets on that bet. But you've also seen on the screen there moments ago when they showed, look at that, minus $11 right now to win the division for the Yankees a week ago, yeah. Paulie, when they were minus 360 still.
That's right. Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, this Blue Jays team, they run so hot and cold. So I guess that might be good for them. Who knows? Come playoff time, if they get in, assuming that they do for a second. But you saw it again last night.
Excellent job by Dan Plesac on MLB Network to light up Barrios. Come on, that's enough already. Your stuff's too good. Batting practice again. All four games head-to-head have gone over between those teams. But that's the other thing, too, with the Mets. I didn't think they were going to be able to survive that tough stretch that they had, but they did. I mean, they went to L.A., split the four-game set, took 2 out of 3 in Anaheim, lost 2 out of 3 in San Diego, and then won the series against Milwaukee, and then won the series against Miami.
Very impressive.
Good team. Great manager.
That tied into, again, this Yankees run. This is coming against the Rays,
that's right.
The Blue Jays, and then the Rays again last night with the shortest shot on the board right now to win the American League Cy Young. Now, McClanahan was really, really good last night. Cole was better, and they beat him. Mm-hmm. So that is now, 6 out of 7 to begin this brutal 13-game stand?
Yep.
Holy hell.
They're also, what is it now? They're 6-2 head-to-head against Tampa, and 7 of the 8 games have gone under. 7 in a row under head-to-head, and that was squeaky bum time. You thought you were safe, under 6.5.
Well, and
I mean,
guess what?
Oh, boy.
And now after Cole struck out 12 last night, they can come back with Nasty Nestor today?
Yeah, and it's a bullpen start for the Rays. Come back with the Yankees again, yes.
Good luck.
Yep. God, 50-17. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're right, Paul. I mean, when you're you're talking about 1998 Yankees, and anytime you're in the conversation in the regular season with the 0-1 Mariners, I mean,
and the 84 Tigers. That's the territory they're in now.
That's
the company you keep there. That's fantastic.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we'll recap the other betting action from last night with Win Some, Lose Some. Plus, we rank the worst people to share a blackjack table with. We'll tell you why coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets with new same-game parlays every game this season. You can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combo. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts on favorites or make your own long shot, add a little spice to your game with same-game parlays at Bet Rivers. Get the app or go to BetRivers.com and make your baseball same-game parlay today.
Okay, so here is the other breaking news that came out regarding the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour. Brooks Koepka, that report was 30 minutes or so ago. He is leaving. And the other player, Paulie, it didn't take long. Abraham Answer. Bye-bye PGA, going to go play along with Brooks in the LIV Golf Tour as well. God. I would say that it's a pretty decent name. Another really nice golfer to go over there and join it.
Max Homa tweeted, living it up one day at a time yesterday. That's why there was speculation with him, too. And as we talked about earlier, Brooks' bio was stripped of PGA Tour Pro. Got rid of that. Nick Faldo also retired. You got that news as well.
Uh-huh.
But this is, when is the, is it 11 o'clock our time? I think it's coming up. In any event, in what's gone on here in this news, Monahan's going to have a press conference after a mandatory players meeting at whatever golf tournament it is. Is it the Barbasol, whatever it is?
The Travelers.
Thank you. Whatever. Yep. So this is...
By the way, the immediate speculation on Faldo, the people who responded to his Twitter, might be a little too soon here, because I didn't read the whole release why he's quitting, or retiring, I should say. People were like, okay, have fun at LIV.
Oh, boy.
To go broadcast the events over there.
Everyone's got a price.
I don't think he's going to do that, but...
Yeah.
The golfers, yeah.
I'm not saying fall. Yeah. Yeah, knows with fall, though. Yep. I mean, it's not like football. I mean, you're sitting there, you got to travel, and you got the 4 days of work that you're doing.
Sure.
It's not like I just show up, it's a 3-hour game, and I'll talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm.
But, man.
All right, let's do something here called Top 5 Tuesday, shall we?
It's the top.
You ain't first, you're last.
Five.
That's not enough, Dad!
Tuesday.
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Top 5 Tuesday.
Dollar, bills, y'all.
Follow the money.
We talked about this earlier in the show, and we have the pit boss on Friday, annoyed pit boss, Erickson. Top 5 worst people to deal with or be around at the blackjack table. I will go number 5, rules and or superstitious person. About, I don't touch this, I like that. Or, you know, and the guy who came up, as he tweeted the other day, yeah, the dealer wins the first hand 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just making stuff up. But rules / superstitious person is tough to deal with. And checking in at number 5. Number 4? Number 4? Slow player. Sitting there making, this goes for a poker player too, but the guy's sitting there, it's like, you're not buying a condo here. It's not a major decision, especially if you're only playing like $10 a hand. But it's like, taking your time, what should I do here? What would you do? And then when it's the obvious one as well, if you got a soft 17, it's like, wow, okay, how would you play this? What should I, and you're asking everyone at the table for advice. Let's just go, come on, pick it up. You're slowing everything down. Slow player, also number 4, bothersome. Top 5 worst people to play blackjack with. Or to deal with. Number 3, plays one hand and then two hands and on and jumps out. I'll go, you can't do this. You're messing up the cards.
Yeah.
You're going to piss everyone off at the rest of the table.
Okay.
And so what you're doing. I'll go one. Now I'm going to go two. Now I'll go back to one. Now I'm going to go back and play two.
Okay. So that's probably the number one thing that will make me leave the table. And I don't even wait. Like, I don't even wait for the next shoe. I don't wait for him to to try to get a read on the guy or the person.
What about splitting tens? Splitting
that's
base
very,
cards?
Obviously, that's very high on the list.
Yeah,
too.
Okay.
But this really agitates the hell out of me because, again, you have no idea how they're going to plan this. And if they sit down, and let's say, like, the table's been hot and a person comes and sits down and then they're in, then I'm out, then I'm in again, I will actually say something. Okay, not every time, but occasionally, and be like, look, either you're going to play or you're not going to play. Make up your mind. Let's go back to what we had before you sat down. Or if they continue to do it, I'm up and I'm gone.
Do you play a lot of the blackjack with the side bets? Because I could see on this list, and people, ftm@vsin.com, by the way, ftm@vsin.com, email or tweet, a lot of people constantly asking for change with the side bets, and you want to bet the extra dollar.
I don't play.
Sometimes
that
the dealers are good and they're fast, but
right.
that can slow it up too. Number 2, in and out. Bothers me as well. I'm in. It's self-explanatory, but now I'm going to sit this one out. Oh, okay, now I'm coming back in. Now, okay, now I'll come back and I'll join. Oh, wait. Okay, that's infuriating as well. And number 1, yeah, everyone can have their own list. I have to agree. The play-by-play announcer, what he tweeted earlier in the week. The guy who wants to go through every hand and every decision the person has to make and what the dealer has, and he's describing, okay, well, now I got a 16. But on the last hand, he busted when I had this, and now I'm going to hit. Oh, should I hit? Okay, now I'm going to hit. Oh, okay, bust. And then what are you going to do? Do you have a 12 again? I mean, I don't understand. I actually went to a Blue Man Group show, and the person behind me was doing it for the whole show. Like, who talks during the show to
during
begin
the show,
with?
They did.
They were
the
doing play-by-play about now, which the Blue Man Group, they don't talk. But they were the person behind me was going, okay, now he's coming over here. He's going to put the marshmallows in his mouth. How many? Now he's going to get 8 marshmallows in his mouth. They do a great bit when they're doing this with the marshmallows.
Yeah. Oh, the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's fun.
He wanted to get up and leave.
Yeah.
Good list. Good fun. Top 5 Tuesday. There you go. What's your...
No, it's like I'm totally fine. Like, look, there are different styles of a table that can be fun at, right? When I sit down,
yeah,
a majority of the time, I'm not going to talk at all. I just want to sit there and go play. And I want to read the cards. And that's one version. Another one is that, like, if you're going to go there with a group of friends, you want to have a good time. You're going to be having table talk, trying to make each other laugh, chatting back and forth with the dealer. That's also very fun. I'll give you an example. When I had my bachelor party out here in Las Vegas 10 or 11 years ago, sitting at the Hard Rock, and we had a table on Saturday afternoon. To this day, it was the best blackjack table I've ever been at in my entire life. We sat down with a group of guys from Chicago, And it helped, obviously, because it was blistering hot. And then once they eventually left after a couple of hours, it completely cooled off. We're like, oh, that was fun while it lasted. But that was, they were here to party. They were here to gamble. It was in the afternoon. Everybody was winning. And it was an unbelievable atmosphere. I mean, that's 11 years ago. I still remember it. It was great. But I could go out after the show is over with and sit down at a blackjack table and not say one word.
Mm-hmm. That is always...
The play-by-play stuff is
right.
Just...
It's rare, but it's awesome when everyone at the table is winning. The other one, you know, the guy who comes in, the gloomy Gus, about, you know, you want the pat on the back. But, you know, the dealers want you to win because they want the gratuity and the tips. That's how they make their money. Mm-hmm. That's how they pay their bills. They don't get much for a wage, hourly wage. So they want you to win. They want you to get tipped. But angry, annoyed pit boss also, they'll announce everything going on with his or her hand, then play back the hand afterward and explain their reasoning to the dealers as if we care.
Oh, I should have done this. I should have done that.
Yes, right.
What was I thinking there?
Yeah. Oh, God. He also gets into $5 fleas, the retired elderly, drunk D-bags, drunks, homeless people, drug dealers. I've dealt to all these guys. Other casino dealers. Now, why would you do that? If you're going to have some fun, that's one thing. But if you're playing, he wrote about that in his book, and I can't wait to talk to him Friday. They were like, the dealers would then go out and like play big. Like, you know, the odds are stacked against you.
Sure.
Unless you're counting.
And
it was like
they would make fun of the people at the casino.
Yes.
Who always said like they made a dumb comment or whatever. They were completely on tilt and they would joke around like you clearly can never operate like that. And then they would go on their off day and they'd be the same exact thing.
The thing that really gets me out of that part of the book, 200 pages, you can get
easy
it,
read,
was the guy who sits there without shame in front of the pit boss and the dealer and calls his bank and says, can you transfer the money from my savings to my checking? And he loses everything. And then he looks at the dealer, thank you, you just ruined my life.
Yeah. Yep.
What? He blew $50,000.
Yep. I can't believe
it. He said numerous times to him, and sometimes you're not supposed to do this, and we can get into him about what's the protocol or what's frowned upon. But he's like, I think maybe you should take it easy for the night. It's not your night, not going to you. Says it to him twice.
Yeah.
And
it
loses $50,000. Midway through, makes the phone call to the bank. Right in front of everybody. No shame. Hey, can you transfer this money? And then loses it. You ruined my life. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Happens all the time, he said.
Oh, my God.
Again, the name of the book is Dealt. We have Eric Sherwood on the show on Friday. Annoyed Pit Boss. It's going to be great. That's why we're talking about this. And ftm@vsin.com is the email, ftm@vsin.com. The people that would come up, there was an older lady, he said, who was up like $4,000,
right,
and her car broke down. And this happens, I guaranteed, all over the country, all the time. And she was going to buy a van for $3,500. Well, she was up that day playing. She had $4,000. And he's telling her, you need to leave. Just go right now. You're up $4,000. You can pay for the van. Thank me later. Uh-huh. She loses all of it, is doubling her hands, and then blames him at the end. I can't believe he did this to me. He's just like,
can't get the car now.
Like, what am I supposed to do? I told you to leave, lady. And how many dealers do you think have a story like that?
Oh, God.
All of them. No doubt in my mind. Up next, we'll talk NBA draft with Seth Greenberg from ESPN. Is he buying the odds movement on Paolo Banchero to get drafted first overall?
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. Follow the money here on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm very intrigued what happens on Thursday night in the NBA draft, specifically with the first overall pick. We talked about it 20 minutes ago. The odds movement recently for Paolo Banchero to go number one, they have dropped significantly from Sunday until today. And Seth Greenberg is kind enough to join us from ESPN to talk some draft right now. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Doing great. Doing great. Couple days away from the draft. Beautiful day in Avon, Connecticut. Got a good walk in this morning. Life is good.
Very cool. All right, yeah. Very cool. Yeah. How long was the walk? What do you normally go for?
I go 10 miles a day. I started with 2 with the dog. Then I'll go 5 at about when I'm done with you guys.
Oh, very cool. 10 a day. Wow. Dedication.
Finish off with 3. You know, when you get old and decrepit, you got to keep all the parts.
Yes. Right. Right. Okay. So starting like a couple of days ago, Coach, on Sunday and then into yesterday, the odds really dropped significantly for Paulo Banchero to go number one overall. I'm talking he was 20-1, maybe even higher than that on Sunday. Well, here we are now, 2 days before the draft. He's sitting around like plus 260 to go number one. Are you buying that steam? Could he go number one overall?
Yeah, he could, because the one thing about the Magic is they need a plug-and-play guy right away. I mean, and, you know, I like Jabari Smith. I think he has a – I'm not saying he's Kevin Durant, but he has Kevin Durant-type skill set. But Paulo Banchero has an NBA-ready body. He's, you know, 6'10", 250, terrific passer, can play him in the mid-post and face, can play him in isolations, play him in pick-and-pops. You know, the big thing is he doesn't defend. Now, can he defend? Is that a lack of making defense important at Duke last year? Duke has not been the defensive team they've been in years past. You know, that's just a fact. Is it, you know, basically he's had these great workouts, Banchero, where like at Duke, you know, it was a democracy offensively. You know, very similar to when Zion came out. It was democracy offensively. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the game, you think about that Michigan State game where they lost to go to the Final Four with Zion. He didn't touch the ball at the end of the game. So, Banchero's gonna work out great. He's got a big body, good hands, can rebound, physical. You think about the Gonzaga game where he started the game with knocking down three after three. Good shot mechanics, although he didn't shoot it great as you know for the season. I think he'll be a good shooter. He is a terrific passer, so I could see very easily. I'm Orlando. I've drafted slightly built players, whether it was Bamba, whether it was. Who's the kid from Florida State? It just
Isaac.
Lost my mind. Yeah, Isaac. You know what? Maybe we go with a grown blank man. And I can very much see Orlando saying, you know what? Let's go with him. And, you know, hey, remember that John Hammond, the GM there, drafted Jabari Parker, another Duke guy, blew out his knee. But that was when he was at Milwaukee. So okay. You know, he might have a comfort level with that.
So if he does go number one, Banchero, then how does it play out after that? Does Smith go number two? Is Holmgren going to go to three? Does he drop beyond that? How do you think that plays out?
I mean, I'm hearing that OKC absolutely loves Holmgren. I would take, without a doubt, Jabari Smith because he has an actual position right away. Holmgren is a unicorn. Unicorns are nice. No one knows what they are, but they're nice. All right? I mean, like, yeah, I've never seen a unicorn. Have you seen a unicorn? I don't think so. I don't even think they exist, but people say he's a unicorn. I like a guy that I know that's going to jump up and knock down shots. I want a guy that, like, you know, an 18-year-old like Jabari Smith who can really defend, who's a very good passer, who has versatility offensively, that you know exactly who he is. Now, people say, you know, Mike Smith, who I have so much respect for, you know, is in love with Holmgren. I like his upside, but I also don't. His downside is not very exciting for me. If I'm Orlando, is he Kristaps Porzingis? I mean, if I'm Orlando, after taking the guys I've taken, those slight built guys that haven't helped me win, I think I might go with something that is a little bit more tangible.
Outside of the,
I'm sorry, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah.
So outside of the big three, then taking those three out, with highest upside and ceiling, would it be Ivy? Sharp has a lot of hype. I know you like the kid from Arizona. Who would you then pick at number four based on just best available?
Yeah, I would take Ivy. Look, Ivy has a little bit of Russell Westbrook, a little bit of, obviously, Ja Morant in his game. Here's my thing with Ivy. The thing that worried me, great in the open court, very good passer in the open court, not as good a passer in half court in ball screens. I think a lot of that is they didn't run a ton of ball screens for him. So one thing about college guys, that they have vision. When they go to the league, they get a PhD in ball screen offense. He'll improve his vision and seeing plays early there. The only concern for Ivy is really number one. Number one is his low release. And his low release, if you think about that St. Pete game and how he struggled creating that separation against their guards, that bothered me a little bit. Obviously, if you look at his body of work, he gets to the rim. He finishes all different ways. He's got freakish athleticism, a second gear. I would probably take Ivy in that spot. I just think his explosiveness is an upside, and the space you play with in the NBA I'm not sure he'd be ready in terms of playoff basketball, but for an 82-game season, because I think there's a big difference. I think, you know, again, you know, you draft for 82 games, that's one thing. You draft him for playoff basketball, you need a little more physicality, a little bit more maturity. But I would lean towards Ivy. Sharp is such a question mark, not with his athleticism, not with his shot making, but, you know, a year off is a year off. And why didn't he play? You know, why didn't he play? I mean, a competitor says, I want to play. And John Calipari is one of my dearest friends. Absolutely loves the kid. Absolutely loves the kid. Said the kid was great. I don't get lost in workouts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people get lost. Oh, man, he had a great combine. That guy played 30 games all season. I'm not talking about Sharp. All right, he has a body of work, but he had a great combine. Mm-hmm. He moved up in the combine. He moved up in his workout. Who moves up in a workout? It's all scripted. You know, But Sharp is a talent, but I would go with Ivy.
Fair enough. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. A couple of minutes left here with Seth Greenberg from ESPN talking NBA draft, which is going to be on Thursday night. I want to throw a couple of players at you. Their draft position in terms of betting coach moved. Benedict Mathurin from Arizona moved from 8.5 to 6.5. Do you think he goes in the top six? And then other players that you think could be on the move and land like top 11, top 12 would be who?
Yeah, I think Mathurin, I would probably say closer to 8 and 6.
Okay.
But I love him. I love him. Absolutely love him. I love his ability to straight line drive. I love his ability to cut. I love his ability to make shots. I love his physicality. I think Malachi Branham is a guy that's going to, I don't know where you guys have him or where the line is. I don't follow that. I just worry about if a guy can play or not. But Malachi Branham is the real deal. If you look what he did the last like 17 games of the season, I went and watched Ohio State practice at the beginning of the season. And obviously, I'm a big E.J. Liddell fan. I think he's undervalued. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be in the league a long time and help someone win. But I walked into that gym in 15 minutes. I was sitting with Clark Kellogg. I said, that guy's different. And it was Malachi Branham.
His number is 14.5, by the way, for what it's worth, 14.5.
I'd say he's going to go between 10 and 13.
Oh, really?
Drop it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, and I'll tell you another guy that I think is undervalued. I don't know what the number is, but Jeremy Sochan from Baylor. Jeremy Sochan, is a big body, young, skilled, elite defender, physical, better shooter because his shooting mechanics are good. Good feel, good passer, tough. I don't know where he's at, but I think he's undervalued.
I'll tell you, his you're not the only guy who thinks that. His position moved from 14.5, now 10.5, coach, is where he's at.
Ooh, wow. I had that. I'm not a gambler, but I would have made someone a lot of money because after the season, when he went in, I told everyone that he and Branham were lottery picks, and everyone looked at me like I was stone cold insane.
Okay. All right. Well, great stuff. Thanks so much for hopping on the program. Enjoy the draft on Thursday night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach.
There you go. Seth Greenberg on ESPN. A couple of good nuggets there.
Absolutely.
Right away, gut reaction. The kid from Ohio State. Oh, come on. The spot where he's going to go, and he is buying a little bit of the Banchero hype here now, and the odds movement with him. So, from 20 to 1, 36 hours ago, maybe even higher again, down to plus 260. I'm seeing plus 180 right now for him to go number one overall.
My God. Imagine that. Imagine this is an organization, if it's true, that they have no idea what they're doing with the pick.
I really hope it is true.
God.
I really hope it is.
That is a sad state of affairs.
And, Paulie, I'm really hoping they take Banchero number one. Really hoping. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, the Nets and Kyrie are at an impasse. What happens with the star guard and that team? We'll break it down after this.
The
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, Follow the Money. Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Pleasure to welcome in Sean McDonough, voice of ESPN, ABC, NHL. Does a great job on whatever sport he's on. And game four tomorrow, 5 o'clock Pacific again. And he joins us to talk, recap and preview what's coming up in the Stanley Cup. Appreciate the time, sir. Are you surprised by how high scoring the first three games have been?
A little bit, you know, given that Andrei Vasilevsky's in one of the goals, and anytime he gives up a bunch of goals, that's surprising because he's been the best goalie in the league for the last 5 years or so. And, you know, historically, in the playoffs, you compare what he's done, you know, he's one of the great playoff goalies of all time. You know, obviously coming into this series, the goaltending at the other end was a question mark. Jared Bednar, right, even on the morning of the game one, wouldn't identify at his press briefing who his goalie was going to be, and it wound up being Darcy Kuemper. But not that surprised because, A, it was the highest scoring regular season in the NHL, I think, back to the mid-1990s. You know, they were about 6.5 goals a game. And you have a lot of firepower on both of these teams, you know, particularly Colorado, but we saw last night what Tampa Bay is capable of, I think. Tampa Bay is a much better team on home ice. You know, I remember yesterday preparing for the game and thinking, you know, how is this going to be a series after watching the way Colorado dominated in game two? You know, I was looking at the notes and, you know, Stamkos had 9 goals in the playoffs entering last night, 7 of them at home. Palat had an 8-game home scoring streak. Kucherov was well over a point per game at home. You know, his numbers were much better at home than on the road. So, you know, when I started looking at that, you know, we said in the opening of our telecast last night that if they're going to do anything, that, you know, their big guns have to come to life. And I thought that was the key to last night's game. Stamkos, Kucherov, Palat, and Victor Hedman played a lot better on defense, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Sean, this might sound like Mission Impossible, but don't you think Tampa has to play like that in order to win this series and, you know, to win more games, to really get back into it, rather than, like, trying to beat Colorado in a 2-1 game? Like, that doesn't really seem feasible to me.
Yeah, it's hard to do, although they did a great job, obviously, defensively last night. I mean, they held them to 2 goals. The only 2 goals Colorado got were on the power play. So at 5-on-5, you know, Tampa Bay completely shut them down. You know, they just play with a lot more energy, I think, here at home. You know, from the very beginning, even though, you know, they got behind, and I thought it was a big break for them 5 minutes in when, you know, they did a great job, their coaches, to challenge that offside play and get the goal taken down. But they still went behind 1-0 when Landeskog scored. Yeah. You know, Tampa has to be better killing penalties. Their penalty killing's been brutal, and they finally got a power play goal for the first time in 6 games last night. But yeah, I think if Tampa's going to continue to win games in this series, they got to figure out the special team situation because they haven't been very good.
How important is the schedule, you think, here? And 68 playoff games since 2020 for Tampa, and now you have travel and games every other day from here on out now.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, right? We brought that up after the game last night. A bunch of us sat around, had a bite to eat, and were talking. And I asked Mark Messier about that, who I think is a pretty good guy to go to
sure.
on a topic like that. You know, I just said, hey, they've played 68 playoff games in the last 3 years. The next most is Colorado, and they've played 42.
Ooh.
And I said, you know, that has to be something, doesn't he? He said, absolutely not. Nope. Everybody's tired. You know, by this point, you know, we were talking before we came on the air. I mean, these two teams have basically been playing every other day since the beginning of May. Now, they both earned a little extra time off, which I think was key for both of them because they swept series, you know, or won a series very quickly. In the case of Colorado, they swept twice. So, you know, they had, I believe, 9 days before this series started. And then Tampa Bay had the similar amount of rest before they played the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final. And I think it really helped those two teams because, yeah, I think the Rangers were zombies. They had 2 7-game series in the first 2 rounds, and you could see they just ran out of gas against Tampa. So when I brought that up to Messier, he absolutely shot that down. And I do believe that, you know, at this stage, everybody's banged up and tired, and you're kind of playing on adrenaline anyway. And we saw the benefit of that for Tampa last night in front of the home crowd. One thing that I do think is real is when they go back to Denver, that altitude is a real thing. I mean, everybody on our crew, when all we're doing is talking or aiming cameras at hockey pucks, about how hard it is to adjust to being in Denver. You know, it's hard to sleep. You know, it's the altitude is real. I think there's a reason why Colorado has the best home record in the league this year. So I think that might have been a problem, particularly in game 2 for Tampa Bay. And obviously they're going to win the cup. They have to win at least 1 game out there.
Yeah, great point. Good insight. You mentioned Kemper earlier, and he certainly struggled in the last game. Would you consider going back to Francouz, who's 6-0 so far in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. You know, you watch them play in the playoffs, and you'd say, yo, absolutely, right? Francouz hasn't lost a game. Kemper, you know, he hadn't been bad till last night. You know, and I think Jared Bednar was quick to say after the game, well, we win as a team, we lose as a team. You know, some of Kemper's teammates said, dude, we all had a bad night. He's entitled to have a bad night. But, you know, I think there are just people who wonder, you know, if he's really the guy who you'd want in the net in the Stanley Cup final. I think he's earned it. I mean, he had a terrific season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, to me, it sends a bad message to your team, right? He started, I believe it was 57 games in the regular season. The other guy started 18. So if you really think Francouz is better, you had a whole season's worth of evidence to act on that, right? And have him play more games, be the number one guy. I mean, Kemper was clearly their number one guy all year. So it's a tough decision for him. You know, Kemper did have a bad night. He wasn't really tested in the first 2 games. So it's not really like you say, well, look how great he was in the first 2 games. I think any one of the 3 of us could have played in the net in game 2 and they
right.
would have won.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, he only faced 16 shots, and it's hard to remember really a tester. So it's a hard decision. You know, I've read some articles already here this morning. Jared Bednar is getting criticized for taking him out. I mean, I don't disagree with that.
Oh.
Guy was having a bad night. The way your team can score goals, as we saw in game 2, you know, you can get a couple of goals in a hurry. So if you think you, you know, you might have a better chance taking the guy out, take the guy out. But it has left them now with a dilemma for sure. But my hunch would be they might go to Francois. That seemed to be the scuttlebutt after the game, just in media talk. But
okay,
I don't know. It's a hard decision.
How about the health? I mean, what's going on? Do you have any update on Kucherov, Kadri, or Burkovsky?
I don't, you know, because obviously I haven't talked to anybody since last night. I know there was some concern after the game on the Tampa Bay side about Kucherov. And, you know, obviously he's enormous. That was another key, big key last night. You know, he was not very noticeable in those first two games, and that's sort of his thing. You know, he, for as talented as he is, sometimes you know, he just kind of vanishes for a while and then reemerges, and last night was a reemergence. Burkovsky, we weren't surprised he didn't play last night, but I think we saw how important it is that he play. It sounded like Kadri was getting a lot closer. It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, he's made progress all the time, right? He started skating, then he started skating with a stick, and then he started shooting pucks with a stick. So when you get to that point, you know, it sounds like you're close to returning. So wouldn't surprise me if we see him in the next game. Mm.
Sean, you are terrific calling games in every sport that you do. College football, some of the calls you've had over the years, absolutely legendary. Where do you rank hockey in terms of your favorite sports to call and do play-by-play for? And how difficult is it compared to other sports? Because to me, I couldn't even imagine going out there and calling hockey with how fast it is.
Yeah, it's a challenge for sure. I love doing it. You know, I grew up a big hockey fan. Matter of fact, we talked a little bit in this series. There have been some comparisons of Cale Makar to Bobby Orr, and I always think anybody compared to Bobby Orr is blasphemous growing up as a Bruins fan when Bobby Orr was, you know, at the peak of his career. And I ran into Phil Esposito last night, who's doing the color for Tampa Bay. And, you know, we were standing outside, just chatting between periods, standing outside our booths. And I mentioned the Makar comparisons to Bobby Orr. He just kind of rolled his eyes to say, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. But and I was sort of glad to hear that, because I do think Bobby Orr is the greatest hockey player that I've ever seen. And I admit to my Boston bias. But it's a blast. You know, we were talking before we came on the air. There's the old adage, there's nothing better than the Stanley Cup playoffs. And, you know, that's really true. The pace of hockey, to me, is part of what makes it fun. It is challenging because the puck's moving rapidly. And it's particularly challenging, I mean, just where the booths are, especially in these two arenas. I mean, if you bought the worst seat in the arena last night here, you were still much closer to the ice than we were. Just topping up the deck. So our booth, you know, I always tell people the arena level is on 1 and we get off the elevator on 7. So we're basically dangling out of a booth that's on the 7th story of a building, trying to figure out if that puck that's not very big, you know, deflected off the goalie, hit the crossbar, missed the net completely. So, you know, that's the frustration. You know, I know some of the other places, you know, Vegas being one of them, they built a low booth for that reason. And it's a big difference maker when you're 100% sure what happened instead of a lot of times trying to guess. But you know, no one cares about the hardships of my job, your job, anybody else's job. They just want us to shut up and do it. Yeah. So we're doing the best we can.
Well, very cool. You're the best. Thanks so much for the time.
It's right at the top of the list.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the time.
Well done.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.